Today we start our first Saturday devotions. These five first Saturdays were something that Our Lady of Fatima asked of us to do for two big reasons. The first and most important was to develop devotion to her Immaculate Heart. Love is the thing that conquers all, and the love of a mother's heart is unconditional, always bringing comfort. Do you remember when something was wrong when you were little? What did you do? You ran to your mother. What our Lord and our Blessed Mother are calling us to do is to become mama's boys or mama's girls. We think of those as derogatory terms, but through the First Saturday devotions, we will learn to see that it's our natural grace-filled disposition. Go to Mary so she can take us to Jesus, the Prince of Peace, the Lord of Lords, the Divine Physician. Now, the second reason Our Lady of Fatima asked us to do the five First Saturdays is to make reparation for the five major blasphemies against her Immaculate Heart. During the third apparition of Fatima on July 13, 1917, Our Lady revealed that she would come to ask for the consecration of Russia to their Immaculate Heart and for communion of reparations of the five First Saturdays. Consequently, she asked for that devotion in 1925 and the consecration in 1929. Now, while staying at the house of the Dorotheans, Sister Lucia received a vision on December 12, 1925. Here, our Blessed Mother appeared alongside a boy, who was most likely an angel, who stood over a luminous cloud. Our Lady rested one hand on the boy's shoulder, while she held the other hand on a heart pierced with thorns around it. Sister Lucia heard the boy say, "Have pity on the heart of your most holy mother, which is covered with thorns, with which in great men pierce it at every moment, with no one to make an act of reparation to pull them out." Our Lady expressed her request in the following words, "See, my daughter, my heart surrounded with thorns, with which ingrates pierce me at every moment with blasphemies and ingratitude. You at least make sure to console me and to announce that all those who for 5 months on the first Saturdays go to confession, receive communion, say 5 decades of the rosary, and keep me company for 15 minutes meditating on the mysteries of the rosary with the purpose of making reparation to me, I promise to assist them at the hour of death with all the graces necessary for the salvation of their souls." Our Lady asks us to make reparation for the outrages against her Immaculate Heart. Those are 1. Blasphemies against the Immaculate Conception. 2. Blasphemies against her virginity. 3. The blasphemies against her divine maternity, and at the same time the refusal to accept her as the mother of all men. 4. Instilling indifference, scorn, and even hatred towards the Immaculate Mother in the hearts of children. And then 5, direct insults against her sacred images and her holy name. Today, we'll focus on the insults against Mary's sacred images and on her holy name through the lens of the joyful mysteries. There is joy when you give something a name. Remember when you named your first child? Or watched in an amazing movie you can now recall by its title? Or even a good meal, when you learn the name of the delicious dish you just devoured. Think of the joy of all three of these naming instances combined, multiplied by infinity, and you only get a glimpse of the joy the Father has in calling the Blessed Virgin Mary by name to relationship with His Son and the Holy Spirit, and the joy that God has for each one of us. As it says in the prophet Isaiah, "I have called you by name, you are mine." Now, what does it mean to be called by name, and how does that relate to reparation and joy? Answering these questions are the heart of our meditation today. We must look at what our names tell us. They tell us what or who we are, what we're called to or our mission, and why blasphemy against the holy names of Jesus and Mary are evil, and how they take us away from the joy God has made us to embrace. So let's begin by looking at the concept of names, telling us what and who we are, because our names have meaning. We start with the names of the Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. They tell us God is three distinct persons, but one God united in three persons, a triunity or trinity. To substitute even one name with another, you do not get the Trinity. You don't get God. The Most Blessed Trinity is not Father, Son, and Durga, who's a Hindu spirit who encapsulates the Earth's material energy like the Force from Star Wars. This is not the Trinity because the name of the Holy Spirit is not Durga or Force. Just like you are not Deacon Gerard Marie Anthony, and I'm not Tom or Adele, our names tell us we cannot be substituted, and that starts with God, who is in our blueprint. Next, we look at Jesus' name. Jesus means God saves. It tells us that God can save, and more importantly, He wants to save us. In our world, so many people have been deceived by the devil that God does not want to save us. He only wants to make our lives miserable or to condemn us. Third, we look at the name of Mary. Now, how does the angel address her? He doesn't address her as Mary, but by her true name. Now, did you know in the book of Revelation it tells us that each of us too at the end of time will learn our true name? It says, "Whoever has ears to hear what the Spirit says to the churches, to the victor I shall give some of the hidden manna. I shall also give a white amulet upon which is inscribed a new name, which no one knows except the one who receives it." That's in Revelation 2:17. Now, we will receive this name from God as a definitive message of God proclaiming who we were created to be. For example, Mary's true name is how the Archangel Gabriel, whose name means strength of God, addressed her. He said, "Hail, Kei Kare Tomine," not simply "Hail Mary." The strength of God, Saint Gabriel, addresses his queen on God's behalf by saying, "Hail, she who has been perfected in grace." This is in the perfect passive tense in the Greek, meaning something that's happened in the past but continues into the future in a perfect state, like growing or aging. This means that at the names of the Annunciation, the first joyful mystery, they give us a profound meaning into who they are in God's plan of salvation, but also who we are as people called by name. The names present are Father, Son, or Jesus, which means God saves, the Holy Spirit, Gabriel, the strength of God, and Mary, she who has been perfected in grace. The Father sends His Son, Jesus, to save us and to dwell in love and take flight. Now, who is the love of God who breathes life into us and is the wind beneath our wings? It's the Holy Spirit. When life gets hard, God sends His strength, Gabriel, to His children, the Son. But we must be receptive to the strengthening regimen God wants to put us through. We must be holy hand servants of the Lord and allow ourselves to be perpetually perfected in grace. Merkekare Tomine, the name the angel addressed Mary. In this first joyful mystery, just by meditating on the names of those involved in this mystery of the Annunciation, we find a blueprint for holiness, happiness, and life. But it doesn't stop there. Our names not only tell us who we are, they tell us why we were sent, our mission. Abram's name was changed from Exalted Father, Abram, to Abraham, Father of Many Nations, because he was meant to be a sign of our exalted Heavenly Father being faithful to His covenant, even when it seemed impossible to father His children. Jacob, meaning supplanter or trickster, had his name changed to Israel, he who has contended with God. He embodied in his mission that we can wrestle with God, but we can't trick Him. As Pope Benedict notes, when we wrestle with God and submit ourselves to Him, we're changed. We get a new outlook on life, and we're made new. Ironically, when we submit to God, we end up being victors. Finally, there was Simon, whose name was changed to Cephas. Simon, interestingly enough, in Hebrew means listen, but in Greek it just means flat-nosed. So we're going to go with the Hebrew meaning, as when Simon listened to the Father, he found his mission as the Father revealed to him in Matthew 16:16 and following, that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of God. And then the Son of God gave Simon his mission. He says, "You are Cephas, and upon you I will build my church." When we listen to the Father and recognize Christ, we find our charisms, the gift that God has given to each of us to build up his church. And being docile to the Spirit, we have the fortitude to use it. That brings us to our final point. The reasons blasphemy against the names of Jesus, Mary, and the saints are evil. We must realize that the names of God, Mary, and the saints are not meant to be used in vain, that is, for malicious or false purposes, but to be honored. Could you imagine if someone used your name as profanity? Yet this is what we do for God's name when we say OMG, that phrase, or if we're telling an event that's often exaggerated, but we say, "Oh, but I swear to put an emphasis on our lie," or even if it's true, we're using God's name for trivial reasons. This is wrong, and we have to make reparation for these sins against the second commandment. Yes, these can be mortal sins. If you go home tonight and watch TV, count how many times you hear the Lord and the saints' name used in a crass, irreverent, or flippant way, like the Reese's peanut butter commercial that says, "Holy Mother of Thin," or a reality TV show that drops the OMG bomb almost every other minute in the show. Even ourselves, allowing it as part of our family lexicon and vocabulary. This is why you'll see me bow my head at the holy names of Jesus, Mary, and the saint of the day at Mass, and also when I hear their names used in vain. I encourage you to do this practice as well. And when you see me do this at Mass, it's not, as one parishioner said, me trying to stay awake around the altar. Now, these blasphemies are also evil because they bring about evil. It brings about relational evil. See, a few years ago, there was a movement of people starting to try to call God the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sanctifier instead of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now, why is that wrong? It's because it limits the person, and in this case, divine persons, simply to what they do, not to who they are. Are you simply a student, a salesman, a teacher? No, you're not just your job, and neither is God. We are not simply called to have a professional relationship with God, but a covenantal one. It also brings about a soteriological or an evil concerning salvation. They have a Jesus that is a health and wealth Jesus who blesses you with money as long as you obey him. But does that mean Jesus curses you if you're poor? I don't think so. There's the indulgence Jesus who loves us so much that he'll let us do whatever we want. But does true love allow others to go down dangerous paths that could lead to death? I don't think so. You see, the problem with counterfeit Jesuses is they are not the real Jesus, and so they have no power to save. They make a mockery of the name of Jesus because in them God does not save. He fails to save, and that's not the true God. And it also brings about maternal evil. Mary was perfected in grace and carried that grace to others, like a loving mother. False Madonnas think they can be perfected through culture or pleasure or money, basically anything but God. But that causes them not to be a vessel of grace to others, but a tightly closed box focused on self. This does not bring about goodness nor happiness, and so we should turn away from these blasphemies. This means stop using God, Jesus's, or the saint's name in vain, following false Jesus's. And if you've been doing this, please, please, please embrace the mercy of God through the sacrament of confession. So in conclusion, today on this first Saturday, Our Lady is asking us to be Mama's boys and girls. Let us remember names mean something because the people with those names mean something. Let us remember our names focus us on our mission. We are made to love, and thus we have a mission. And then let us stop blaspheming the holy names of God, Jesus, Mary, the saints, and one another through mockery. In this, we will live up to our name as Christians, sons and daughters of God and children of Mary. And in this, we will be a living set of joyful mysteries, announcing the glory of God with our dear Mother Mary. Amen.